on the line from Zarella Fresh that supply carrots and other veggies to supermarkets. Peter Brinkworth, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
So how important is a pretty carrot?
Well, probably over the years, people have bought with their eyes and not with their taste. So, no, there wouldn't be any difference to the end result.
Okay, but what about the price? Is it more difficult still to sell something that is ugly?
Well, over the years it has been, because for that reason that, you know, in retail when something's on the shelf and the consumers are looking at it, they've had this idea that something that doesn't look quite right, we won't taste quite right. So they've bypassed it and hence it hasn't made it to the shelf in retail.
So if you're dealing with carrots or something and you harvest your carrots, you go through them and weed out what doesn't look right, even if there's nothing wrong with it?
Well, when they say nothing wrong with it, there is appearance-wise, but taste-wise, they're not. So, yeah, we'd grade them out, and the off-grades, which is now going into the odd bunch, would have found its way possibly to a juicing factory or a processing plant or maybe even to a farmer for his stock.
Gee, it's extraordinary waste, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. So the better return we can get for this off-grade, obviously it makes life easy for us and helps us to sustain our business.
What is the fruit or vegetable people are most critical of? I mean, is it a carrot or is it, you know, if an apple's got spots on it, they won't buy it or something?
I would imagine something that you're going to eat fresh would be probably more likely to be left behind because people, you know, if you've got a dodgy spud or a dodgy carrot, you can just peel that bit off or break it off. But a superficial wound on the skin of a potato is not going to be there once you peel it. So for that reason, I'd say that the fresh, you know, the ready-to-eat stuff might be a little bit more susceptible to be left behind on the shelf.
Okay, thank you. Peter Brinkworth, Zarella Fresh, supplying to supermarkets. Talking Melbourne.